the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
That's right, it's the Grillin' Guys, so it's got to be Saturday morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hopman Joppy here.
Yeah, and we want to talk in our final segment here a little bit about cold weather grilling, because that's what we deal with in Michigan. And for the next couple of months, anyway, I'm getting excited. I'm all pumped for spring, man. I'm getting like, it's too early for cabin fever, but all these people are starting. These stores are starting to get their grills ready and all that, and get their grill on. You know, I'm like pumped. I'm ready to just get that deck cleared off and do some serious steakage and hot duggage back there.
Yeah, it's awesome. But you know, the reality is we got a couple months before it's going to thaw, and we all like to use our grills year round. You know, statistics tell us that about 70% of people in America use their grills year round. Well, that's easy for the people in the South, but those of us that are up here in the snow belt, you know, you got to get your grill on year round. So if you're doing that, there's a couple things you need to know. The first one, Barbecue Bob, is you got to plan a little extra time, don't you? It takes that grill a little bit to heat up.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, the other thing is that watch where the wind is coming from, because if you got a gas grill, if you like to cook on a gas grill, if you put that where, you know, you got a little hole in the end where you light the flame, if you let the wind blow through there, it literally blows your flame to one end of the grill, and you'll get half that's really hot and the other half that's cold.
That's right. And another thing that's really a good idea is if you're going to be grilling outside this time of year, is to just prepare yourself and have the right clothes on, so you're not rushing in and out like me in my robe and slippers. It's really an ugly sight anyway. But so, you know, just try wearing some warm weather gear. Take a nice tall hot drink out there, and make sure if you're grilling with gas in the winter, you'll do a lot better with infrared, because that infrared heat transfers. The cold air doesn't affect it at all.
Right.
It's just like the heat coming from the sun passes through outer space. It's very cold out there, I hear. And it hits the earth and it warms us up. So use infrared, and if you're talking infrared, you got to go to Tech, because they invented the infrared gas grill.
You know, and there's nothing better than Mother Nature's refrigerator, too, because if you don't like a hot beverage, you bring your cold beverage out, set it in a snowbank, and it's nicely chilled to about 38 degrees. Awesome.
Mm. I had a nice hot beverage last night. A friend that was out to dinner with us had a Spanish coffee.
Oh,
wow, that was awesome. Very good.
That sounds good.
We have also Deal of the Week, which leads us into Recipe of the Week. And the Deal of the Week this week is coming from none other than D&W once again. They have, check it out, you got to go to D&W this week, beef rib boneless ribeye steaks. Buy one, get one free.
Wow, what
ribeye.
A deal.
Love ribeye. I mean,
nice marbled cut of meat. Oh. That is one of my favorite steaks on the grill.
I'm telling you, man. You put that baby, you flash that with a little bit of oil, and you flash it on a Tech, and you have perfection. And I don't know. They have a recipe on here for some Jack Daniels, which is always a good start, whether you're grilling or not.
But I think it's not a recipe for Jack Daniels. It's a recipe for a sauce with Jack Daniels in it.
Yeah, a half cup of Jack Daniels, a little brown sugar, soy, vegetable oil, a little Worcestershire, lemon juice, and I can't say Worcestershire, and some minced garlic, and you can hit D&W's website and see that deal. Again, the recipe is right under the Deal of the Week, but you can sign up for their stuff, get the coupons. They'll email you every week the deals.
Yep, and we'll also have that recipe on the Grilling Guys website. That's thegrillingguys.com. That'll be up there, so that if you want to try to get that from us, we'll give you the proportions of everything to put in there.
That's right. So we got Man Law coming up real quick, but before we do, we're going to talk to a fellow that Hot Man Joppy knows, and we've got him on the line right now.
Good morning, Dave. You out there?
I'm here, guys. How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing well, David. Thank you. This is David Rash from Wealth Strategies Wealth Advisors, and David does a little work with me, and I just thought, you know, maybe some of the grilling guys could benefit from some of the stuff that David's been doing for me. So I asked David to join us today. David, tell us a little bit about what you do for me.
Well, you know, as you know, we've been working with you and Judy for many, many years, and at the end of the day, we help people invest their money today so that when they retire, they will have money available. And it's even more important today than ever, and we provide guidance, direction, using a common sense approach.
David, I think I have to agree with the last part the best is that, you know, I do a lot of things, but one of the things that I'm not good at is learning how to invest my money, and I need an advisor around me. And like you said, you've been working with Judy and I for years, and the thing I like most about it is one, you're very good at it. You're successful. You're helping us grow our assets. But two, you always explain things to us that the layperson like myself, who's not an investment specialist, can understand. Did we lose you? We lost him. Okay.
You scared him away.
I scared him away.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's wealth management. David Rash. What's his phone number, Randy?
David's phone number is 715-5005.
Okay. So we might talk to him again in the future.
See if we can get him back.
But we're about out of time for that. But, you know, if you're going to be successful as a family man and a grilling man or woman like Murph, you really want to take care of those dollars and cents, because when you're retired, you'll want to buy that deal of the week from D&W. And
yeah,
you'll want that
case. I won't want to stop eating, will I?
And you know, you'll want that case of Tabor Hill.
That's
you'll
right.
want to buy a good one. And all these things, you got to take care of your money right now.
Yeah, that's what David's taught me the most, is this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Pack a little bit away on a regular basis, and you'll achieve your goals and objectives.
Yeah. So we're going to shoot out to do the, I'm having a brain cramp, man law now. We like to do man law to close up the show. We've had a fast 2 hours here. We really appreciate all of you folks for tuning in. That makes like 12 or 13 of you out there now. But we know we have a big crowd because we had the man from Bridge Street Pasties in here last week, and we were talking about those pasties on the air. He was flooded with people all day going out to Saranac to Bridge Street Pasties.
Yeah, Vicky's Pasties right on Bridge Street.
It's Vicky's Pasties on Main Street in Saranac, Bridge Street in Saranac. I got a pasty on my brain now. But
that's so, kind of comfort food, you know,
it is.
And I was telling Bob and I always compare notes at the end of the week. What'd you grill this week? And one of the things I did was meatloaf. And I'll share you the recipe because everybody's got a recipe for meatloaf. But the part that was cool about it is I did it on the grill, created kind of like an oven with my grill. I've got it was on the gas grill this time.
Oh.
And I got burners on left and right, like many of our listeners do. Turned the left burner on and put the meatloaf on the right, so I was kind of getting indirect heat. But it was just a unique way to make a meatloaf.
Did you pick up a little grill flavor from that?
Yeah, you know, I did.
Even
actually.
With a gas grill?
Yeah, right, exactly. So it was just a neat way to do it. You know, I like to grill almost anything that I'm going to eat. So.
Now, I've been on that deck, and there's usually about 5,000 birds on that deck. How do you grill out there?
Well, every once in a while, you got to have an appetizer, so you just reach up and grab one, clean him up real quick, cook him up, and there you are.
I mean, you're like Birdman.
Oh, yeah.
That Alfred Hitchcock could be inspired by your deck.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a $200 a month birdseed habit, but we like to see the birds. It's a wonderful thing, having Mother Nature right in your backyard.
Hey, we got to do man law real quick, and then we're going to close the show with Keith Ricker's Unemployed Blues. But first man law we want to talk about is a big one in my book, and I've probably violated it, not known it. But if another man's fly is down, you didn't see anything, and you may not make a comment about it.
Well, it all depends if you like the man or not, because if that's happening to me, and it has before, it's a little awkward, but it's more awkward to leave it open. So I hope somebody comes up and tells me about it.
Well, but it is kind of scary if they notice too. It's like, wow.
Yeah, well, hey, it's a man law. Right.
That's right. The other one is every man should listen to WBBL at least once a day, though multiple sessions are recommended, so that one can hold his own in any debate on sports or grilling that may arise that day.
Unrefutable. Mm-hmm. That is man law, a legend right there.
Yeah. So we are going to now close the show with a little song from an old buddy of ours. His name's Keith Ricker. He is out there trying to make it in the world, and right now Michigan is brutal to guys that are 53 years old like he and I are. We went to Reed City High School together, and he honestly could probably show Jimi Hendrix a couple tricks if he was still around here, because Keith was actually a huge Jimi fan. But this dude is so awesome on the guitar. If you're looking to book this dude, he's down in Kentwood, and let's give a listen to this. It's called The Unemployed Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We are the Grilling Guys. We're here every Saturday. Bye-bye.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.